Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Today I'm going to speak about the calendar. And you wonder, what has this got to do with the temple, and what has this got to do with us coming here? I was actually asked to speak on the glories of the Adhik Mass, which is about to commence in a few days' time. How many of you have not heard about the Adhik Mass? Please raise your hands. You haven't heard. How many of you have not heard of this Adhik Mass? Please raise your hand. Okay. You have heard? Okay, how many of you, of those who have heard, know of the significance of the Adhik Mass? Okay, few. Alright, so it's a topic worthy of having, because the Purushottam month will be starting very shortly, I think 17th of this month, just another 8 or 10 days away from now. It's a very important month for us as practicing devotees of Krishna. You know, the calendar is so important for us, isn't it? In fact, the weather, calendar, the day of the week, the time, all these things, there is never a day that passes when we don't think, what time is it? Has any day passed in your life when you haven't even once thought about what time it is? Probably not. So the time of the day of the week, the date, the month, the year, we are conscious of these things. And according to the date or day or situation in the calendar, we mold our lives accordingly. So when it's Saturday, Sunday, it's time for temple. Yes, it's time to come to the temple. So when it's early morning, it's time for Mangalarti and chanting. So time plays a very important role in the conduct of affairs in this world. So there are some days that are very important days, some days that are not very important days. But nevertheless, from a devotee's point of view, every day is important, even though some may be especially important. Because you see, people are used to asking questions like, what's the best way of doing this? Or what is the best time to do such and such a thing? So one time somebody asked me, what is the best day of the week to chant Hare Krishna? So I replied, Tuesday is the best day. But Wednesday is equally good. Thursday, Friday, Saturday also. And Sunday, Monday also equally good. So every day of the week is equally good for chanting Hare Krishna. And nevertheless, but there are some days that are especially helpful, like Ekadashi, like the birthdays or appearance days of different avatars of the Lord and so on. So chanting the holy names and performing devotional service on these days is especially powerful. That is the facility that Lord Krishna gives to us. Lord Krishna is trying to help us in so many ways. He's incentivizing our devotional service. You know, incentive? Those of you who work, you know, they give incentives. If you work this much more, you'll get this much more money. So Krishna is making things easy for us, giving us very easy incentives. If you chant more on Ekadashi, you'll get more benefit. If you do this extra service on Janmashtami, you will get so much more benefit. It's as if Lord Krishna is simply looking for an excuse to give us easy ways to make spiritual advancement. But unfortunately, we do not take full advantage of these things. I may have mentioned it in my previous visit here, but do you know the word holiday? What is the origin of it? Holy day. The term holiday originated because people realize that there should be at least one day of the week on which we should not perform any material activities. We should only dedicate that day to God. So that day should be a holy day. So then on that day of the week, regardless of which religious faith they belong to, Sunday, every faith has Sunday, whether it's Sunday or Friday or Saturday or whatever it is. So they would especially dedicate for religious or spiritual purposes. Of course, over time what has happened is the holiness has gone out of the holy days. It has just simply become a holiday that is meant to do the most unholy things. So we should now call this as unholy days, unholidays. So these holy days are, we are meant to take advantage of them and then make progress in our spiritual life. The rest of the days we don't have time, we are busy earning our livelihood, looking after our homes and so on. So similarly, just as there are useful days in the year which are especially favorable for Krishna consciousness, there are useful months as well. There are several months that are considered auspicious: Chaitra, Vaishak, and of course there is Kartik. The holy month of Kartik, the glories are unfathomable, and we are all aware of the glories of Kartik to some degree at least, because it is very popularly followed in ISKCON. However, the Adhik Mass is not so well understood, so it is helpful to have an idea of what this month is all about. Now for that we start with a little astronomy. Okay, ready for it? Now you know, how many of you have looked up in the night sky sometimes? Of course, I don't think you can see it here also. You see, in cities you can't see it. Now you know that there are many constellations, correct? And these constellations, they move on the sky, as if the sky is like a globe, and this is a film that is being screened on that circular globe. You're sitting here on the earth and looking at all the stars and the planets moving like that. Now these constellations, they all move. It's as if someone is rotating the globe and you're sitting here and all the constellations are moving. They rise 4 minutes early every day. The constellations are, from our point of view, are fixed with respect to each other. They never change their relative positions. So they will be exactly, it's like a still picture that you see that is being rotated around. So if you were to start looking at the night sky as soon as it gets dark and look, keep looking all night long, you'll see the entire sky is moving like this, from the east to the west. And since every night it rises 4 minutes earlier, so as the time goes on and the months pass, different constellations will be visible to you at night. Now there are some planets that move in a strip in the central part of the sky, roughly speaking. So these, the planets that we have, they change their position all the time, unlike the constellations which are fixed. So these planets move in that belt. They have very complex motions, sometimes backward, forward, so, you know, they move like that. And among them, we are primarily concerned with the motions of the sun and the moon. So the moon also moves in the background of the constellations. All the constellations move, but the moon also has its own individual motion over and above that of the sky. So when the moon comes back and appears exactly in the same constellation at the same spot, then one lunar year has elapsed. This is clear? Because the moon is moving at a different speed, so it moves with respect to the constellations. And after one lunar year, it comes exactly at the same spot. That is how we calculate one lunar year. That comes to roughly 354 days and something. So if you divide by 12, a A lunar month is on an average about 29 and a half days. Similarly, when the sun is in a particular constellation, let's say today, and then when the sun has to be at the same constellation, same spot again, that is one solar year. The sun has moved through the background in the constellation and come back to the same point. Now, because the speeds of movement of the moon and sun are different, and because their trajectories are also slightly different, they take slightly different times to come back to their respective original points. So the sun takes 365 days and a quarter to complete that one cycle. So one solar year is
365
days and something. Lunar year is how much? 354 days. And solar year? 365 days. So the difference is 11 days roughly. So that means after 1 year, the solar calendar and the lunar calendar have fallen out of match, mismatching now, by 11 days. Then as 2 years go by, it becomes double, 22 days or 23 days or something like that. Then 3 years go by, then 33 days. So what happens is when it becomes exactly 3 months, or when the two calendars exactly match, not 3 months, slightly under 3 months, then an extra lunar month is added to the lunar calendar to make it equal to the solar calendar. Otherwise, there will be so many complications in our calculations. So this extra month that comes in the lunar calendar, and in Vedic culture we mostly follow the lunar calendar, sometimes also the solar calendar. So this comes approximately a little under 3 years. So this is called an extra month, which is called the Adhik Mas. Mas means month, Adhik means extra. So this extra month is added. And then the solar and the lunar calendars become equal once again. And then again after 3 years, this happens. So this goes on and on. So in this way, the Adhik Mas, because it has come out of the blue, it has no auspicious dates in it for Karma Kanda. But before that, I'll talk about Jagannath Puri, because there's something very important going to happen very soon. When this Adhik Mas, which happens not every year, once in 2.5 to 3 years, when that coincides with the Vedic month Ashar, then a very special event happens in Jagannath Puri. What is that?
Navakalevara.
The deities of Lord Jagannath are changed. Normally every year the deities are only painted. And that is called Angara. He gets a fresh coat of paint after Snan Yatra. And for 15 days after Snan Yatra, when the deities are bathed, then the deities do not give darshan. On a normal daily basis in Lord Jagannath's temple in Puri, the abhishek or the bathing happens with a mirror. Because these are natural dyes with which the deities have been painted. So if you bathe every day, you have to paint every day. That's not possible. These are not chemical paints they use. They use natural pigments. So in normal process on a daily basis when they do abhishek, they do it on a mirror. They bathe the mirror, which has a reflection of the deities. But on this day of the Snan Yatra, they actually physically bathe the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Devi. So then naturally the repainting is required. That takes 15 days, and that's the time when Lord Jagannath is supposed to fall sick. And then he needs special fruit juices and herbal remedies and so on and so forth. And then after 15 days, he comes out for the Rath Yatra. In grand procession, he goes from Jagannath temple to Gundicha temple. And then after 9 days, he comes back to Jagannath temple. Now, when the Adhik Mas coincides with the month of Ashar, it comes in between the month of Ashar. So half the month of Ashad before the Adhik Mass and half the month after the Adhik Mass. So therefore Snan Yatra falls on the day just before the Adhik Mass begins. And then there is a gap of 1 month. And then 15 days. So it takes this time, the gap is going to be extra. 1.5 month gap. Because of this Adhik Mass coming there. This is the time that the deities are changed. So anyway, that is only an incidental comment. But this is the time. Therefore, the Navakalevara does not happen at a fixed time frequency. It may happen after 12 years, after 13 years, even after 19 years. Depending on whether the extra month, the Adhik Mass, has coincided with the month of Ashad or not. So now, coming back to the Adhik Mass. Because it is an extra month, there are no auspicious dates there for performance of fruitive activities. Generally speaking, most people in the world do not follow any religious process. And those who follow, most of them follow it for some, in a ritualistic way, without understanding the higher spiritual purpose of the religion. And they also do it for some materialistic purpose. So it is materialistic religion. And in the Vedas, this is called Karma Kanda. So if you do this kind of worship, you will get this kind of benefit. That kind of worship, another kind of material benefit. So because this extra month is just added on, it has no auspicious base for performance of any ritualistic activities, so this month became condemned. Somehow. So this got the name Malamas. Mal means dirt. So this month was rejected, condemned, useless month. So everybody traditionally say, oh, this Malamas is a useless month. You can't do any auspicious activities in that 1 month. However, from a devotional point of view, the Vaishnava Acharyas have a different perspective on Malamas. For reasons that will come to later in this lecture. They say this is the month where only acts of devotion to Lord Krishna bear fruit. No other material activities bear fruit, ritualistic activities. Therefore, one must perform devotional service in this Adhik Mass. And this will clear the mala or the contamination of the heart. So because this month is especially beneficial for cleansing our heart of all the contamination, it is called Malamas. This is the Vaishnava perspective to Adhik Mass. From the Karmakanda point of view, everybody says this is useless. So why has this month become so auspicious for us as devotees of Krishna? If it is condemned by those who follow the Karmakanda process? So there is a story here. From the Padma Purana. Actually, Sutta Goswami, when he comes to Nainisharanya, the sages led by Shaunak Rishi ask him many questions. And in this particular case, he says, alright, I will tell you about the glories of Lord Krishna, especially as it emerges in the pastime of the Purushottam Adhik Mass. And then he narrates the story of how Narad Muni goes to Narayan Rishi in Badrikashram. And he asks him for some good instructions in Krishna consciousness. And Narayan Rishi says, yes, let me tell you about the glories of the holy month of Adhik, the Purushottam Adhik Mass. And this was actually told by Krishna to Yudhishthir Maharaj himself. So what is the story? We come to the Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, we know that Yudhishthir was obliged to participate in some gambling challenge that was thrown by Dushasana and Duryodhana, and he lost everything. And he and his brothers, his mother and their wife Draupadi, they all had to go in exile. They went to the Kamyaka forest and they lived there. And naturally, for living in the forest is not an easy thing. There was a lot of physical hardship. And there was a lot of suffering. And above all, the indignity and the humiliation of Draupadi being disrobed in an open assembly. So many horrible things had happened in their life. So they were really very, very sad. So Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He loves his devotees very much. So he wanted to see how they were doing. So he came to the Kamyaka forest. And he met the Pandavas and he saw their condition. And his heart broke with grief and anger at the cruel acts of Duryodhana. And he became so angry that he was about to destroy the world. And somehow with great difficulty the Pandavas and especially Arjun, they pacified Krishna. And then he became a little quiet and he said, alright, let me tell you the story of Purushottam month. This is a very special month and I will tell you the story. So he began to narrate that one time the personification of this month of Adhik Mas, Mal Mas, she came running to Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. Now in the Vedic culture we see that everything is personal because behind everything there is a person. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by itself. There is always a reason behind something and there is a person. So therefore, every planet has a presiding deity. The presiding deity of our planet is called Prithvi Devi or Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth. So every planet, every constellation has a presiding deity. The directions have presiding deity. The different months have presiding deities. The day and night have their presiding deities. So similarly, every month, the 12 months of the year also have their respective presiding deities. So when this new month is added, Malamas or Adhik Mas, there was also a presiding deity whose name was Malamas. What a bad name to have. So then this Malamas was very unhappy. She was very depressed. And she came running to Lord Narayan and she was sobbing and sobbing and crying loudly. So Lord Narayan said, what is the matter? You have come to Lord, to me. You have come to my shelter. How is there scope for any grief for someone who has taken my shelter? So what is your problem? Tell me, why are you crying? She said, my name is Malamas. Mal means stool, Mal means dirt. And I and the people of this world, even the demigods, have condemned me. They have given such a name to me, first of all. And I am completely rejected, blasphemed, condemned. I am considered useless. So I see no purpose of life. So I want to die. I want to commit suicide. So she kept on saying, I want to die, I want to die. Narayan said, no, that's not how it is. He said, yes, just see, there is nobody who gives any value to me. There is nothing auspicious in my month. All the other months have so many, they move about in their own charming ways. And just me, I have no purpose. I'm thoroughly rejected by everybody. So Lord Narayan thought for a minute and he says, alright, I will take you to Goloka Vrindavan. And there we will meet Lord Krishna. And he will solve your problem. I'm sure of it. So then he held Malamas, Devi, the goddess of that month, by hand and said, come on, let me take you there. So the Lord went all the way from Yetu, from Badrikashram or from Vaikuntha to Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan was shining, it was effulgent. And she could not bear that effulgence. So Lord Narayan put her behind him, so that the glare would not affect her. The doorkeepers of Goloka Vrindavan recognized Lord Narayan and welcomed him. Said, please come. So Lord Narayan took Malamas to Krishna. And Krishna welcomed Lord Narayan. Very happy to see you here. And Lord Narayan offered his respects. And then immediately, as soon as she saw Lord Krishna, Malama, she went crying and fell down at Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna was surprised. He said, what is this? Crying in grief in Goloka Vrindavan? How is that possible? Who is this young lady and what has happened? Then Lord Narayan narrated the whole problem. He said, "Oh, really? Well, Lord Narayan, just see, because you have decided to give mercy to her, so therefore I have to give mercy to her. So henceforth I declare for everyone that I have accepted this month as my own month. And she, this lady has no husband, I will become her husband. And in fact, I will give my name to her. Henceforth she will be known as Purushottamas. Because I am the topmost among all the people. Uttam means the best, Purusha means person. So I am Uttama Purusha, I am Purushottam. Therefore I will give my name to this girl. So she will be known as Purushottamas. And she will have all the qualities and all the powers and all the opulences that I have. Whatever I can do, whatever I can grant, she will also be able to grant. She will be the holiest among the holy months, even more holy than Chaitra, Vaishakh, and even Kartik. And anyone who performs devotional activities to me in this month will attain unlimited blessings, will attain my shelter in Goloka Vrindavan. And those who do not give the proper respect to this month, they will be condemned. They will have to face severe punishments." And he went on glorifying. He was talking about all the qualities with which he had imbued this month. "So henceforth there is no reason for you to be sorry." So then she was very, very happy now that she had received the complete shelter and protection of Lord Krishna. And then Krishna spoke about the harm that is caused if one doesn't follow the Purushottam Adhikmas, and if one actually, on the contrary, offends the Adhikmas. And Krishna was then narrating this story, was talking about this story to Yudhishthira and the Pandavas. Then he said, "So mighty Yudhishthira Maharaj, the reason for all of you suffering in this forest like this is because you did not follow the Purushottam Mass that just went by a while ago. So you did not acknowledge it, you did not recognize it, you did not follow it, you did not respect it, and therefore this is the result you have got. So henceforth when the next Adhik Mass comes up, Purushottam Mass comes up, then you be careful that you will follow it very strictly. And all your suffering will go away." And then he looked at Draupadi and he said, "Draupadi, I also have something very important to tell you. In your previous life, you were the daughter of a sage called Medhavi. He was a very renowned sage and he was all the time involved in performing austerities and in chanting my names. And therefore, being so renounced and being so absorbed in devotional service, somehow or the other, he neglected to get you married. That was his fatherly responsibility, but somehow he could not do it. And then he passed away one day, chanting my names. And then you were left all alone, and this girl was left all alone. So then she became very, very sorry. She was grief-stricken. She began to cry because she had no relatives, no friends, and her father had left this world. At that time, Durvasa Muni, who had been a friend of the sage Medhavi, he came to the spot. And he felt sorry for this girl. He said, 'What has happened?' So then the girl replied, 'I have no shelter in the world. I have no brother, no husband, no father, no friend, no relative, no guru, nothing.' So then he felt sorry for her and he said, 'Okay, don't worry. Very shortly, the holy month of Purushottam is coming up. Now this month has all the powers and all the qualities that the Supreme Lord directly has. And you should very strictly follow the vows of this month.' And he began to explain some of the vows that needed to be done. 'Remember, anyone who follows this month will achieve all perfection in life And anybody who offends his mouth will receive everything inauspicious in life. So when he was continuously glorifying God, Purushottam month like this, this young girl, she was a little immature. So after Durvasa Muni spoke, she said, "Impossible. You are lying to me. How can this month be so glorious? The whole world condemns the mass as being Manu mass. No auspicious activities happen there. No rituals can be performed. And you are glorifying this so much? No, you are lying to me." Now you know Durvasa Muni's reputation. He is a very angry person. When he gets angry, he can curse. So everybody is terrified of Durvasa Muni's curses. So Durvasa Muni with great difficulty controlled himself. He said, "Because you are my friend's daughter, I am controlling myself. But you are a very foolish girl. And you have spoken so foolishly. I have told you the glories of Purushottam month, but you don't understand it. So I am willing to overlook the offense you have committed to me by speaking like this. But I cannot overlook the offense you have committed to Purushottam month. And that you must suffer. So therefore, you will have to suffer this, the result of this offense to Purushottam month." And then Durvasa Muni left and went back. Soon after that, this girl, she lost all her beauty. She lost all her luster. And she became very sickly. She became very ugly. And all her good qualities vanished. And she was in great grief, wondering what she should do. And then she decided, "Okay, let me worship Lord Shiva. Because he is Ashutosh. Ashutosh means one who is pleased very easily." Of course, he also becomes angry very easily. Durvasa Muni is a partial incarnation of Lord Shiva. So Durvasa Muni has the same qualities as Lord Shiva does, in very minute quantity. So Lord Shiva was pleased by the austerities that this girl performed, and he appeared before her. So when this girl saw Lord Shiva standing in person, she lost control of herself. She didn't know what she was saying. She was so flustered that the great Lord Shiva has personally come in front of me. So she offered him obeisances, and Lord Shiva asked her, "So my dear child, what do you want? What is your desire? What benediction do you seek from me?" She had only one thing in mind. She wanted a husband. So in her eagerness, she said, "Give me a husband." But she said it 5 times. "Give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband." 5 times. But she was very eager. So Lord Shiva said, "All right, you will get 5 husbands. No. I didn't say I want 5. I said I want 1 husband. But he said, "What I have said, I have said. Now it cannot be taken back. I can only postpone it. So in the next life this will happen. Because you have offended the holy month of Purushottam. You should have heard Durvasa Muni. He was my own expansion. So why did you not listen to his very kind advice that he gave you? You could have solved your problems. You could have been happy. But instead you offended him and you offended the month of Purushottam, which is the month of Lord Krishna personally." So that anyway, soon after that, this girl departed from this world. She died by arrangement of providence. And then at the sacrificial ceremony of Maharaj Drupad, she appeared from the sacrificial fire. And because she was Drupad Maharaj's daughter, she was called Draupadi. And then Krishna, who was talking to the Pandavas and Draupadi and Kunti, then looked at Draupadi and said, "So Draupadi, this is the reason why you have 5 husbands. And also because you offended Purushottam month, this is the reason you had to undergo the humiliation of being disrobed by Dushasana. So now all of you, you should be careful," he told them. "The next time the Purushottam mass comes, you should follow the vows very carefully attentively do the devotional service, and then everything auspicious will happen. And then the Padma Purana continues that when the next Adhik Mas came, then Yudhishthira Maharaj made sure that he, his brothers, wife, mother, that they all followed the vows of the Purushottam Mas, the Adhik Mas. There are many pastimes like this in connection with Purushottam month, which are narrated in the Padma Purana and in other scriptures. But we don't have time to go into all that. But suffice it to say for now that in this narration of the Purushottam month, the extra month, we get the mystery of Draupadi's five husbands having five husbands and the suffering of the Pandavas revealed. One answer is given here. So the Purushottam month therefore is especially very powerful, very potent, because Krishna has invested it with his same Shakti and potency. So therefore devotees in general, they do extra devotional service in this month. In Vrindavan you will find in the different temples they will chant various songs every evening. It's just like Kartik. In fact, perhaps even more so than Kartik. In every temple you will see in Purushottam month, there are special programs organized in the evenings, and people also light lamps just like they do in Kartik. There are people singing bhajans in the song in the temples. In our Krishna Balaram Mandir also we do that. We started a couple of years ago. Even in Purushottam month, the lamp is offered. They chant songs like Jagannathashtakam, yes, because he is Purushottam. Puri is Purushottam Kshetra. Jagannath is also Purushottam. Then they also chant the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because it is the Purushottam Yoga. The title of the 15th chapter is Yoga of the Supreme Person, Purushottam Yoga. They also chant verses like Chaura Gaganya Purushashtakam or Sri Nandanandanashtakam and many other songs like this. And above all, chant the holy names, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, profusely. They also perform various kinds of austerities, very simple living, no extravagant living, if possible, to sleep on the floor, eat very simple. And there are many, many elaborate vows, but I won't talk about them. But the essential thing behind all these things is to do more devotional service, to hear and chant more, and create a very devotional atmosphere. And then we will get many times more the benefit of doing that devotional service in this month than we do in the other months. Do we have time for a song? But I didn't think that we could sing this song. One of the songs that we sing in the Purushottam Adhik Mas. Can you sing now?
Yes.
Can you hook it up to the screen? Is it possible? Yes? It'll take a while. Okay, it doesn't matter really. But now that Adhik Mas is coming up here, Purushottam Mas, so here also I would suggest all of you have programs every day. If you can't come to the temple, do it at home. But if you can, do some extra programs here. Have more chanting, have more singing of bhajans, let there be more katha going on, let there be more reading from the scriptures. Try to be more Krishna conscious in this month. Don't waste your time. Don't indulge in any materialistic activities. No gossip. Don't criticize. Yes, this is an important point in Purushottam Adhik Mas. We should avoid criticism. Don't criticize anyone, especially the devotees. Have good feelings for all the devotees. And in a happy frame of mind, take full advantage of this month, Purushottam Adhik Mas. Hare Krishna.